5. Story of the Vikings. Jerry had been interested in ancient history since he was a little child. Every night before going to bed, his grandfather would tell him stories of great civilizations like the Romans, the Vikings, the Incas, and many others. These short anecdotes and stories always involved great kings and leaders, great wars and battles, and great heroes and foes. However, a story that had anything to do with the fierce Vikings was always Jerry's favorite. He was most interested in these stories because his grandfather had analyzed their family tree and discovered that the family's ancestors were actually Vikings. Every day at school, Jerry would wonder what story his grandfather would tell him that night. He was always anxious to come home so that he could see his grandfather and hear the next story. Apart from the action of each story, Jerry's grandfather also tried to teach Jerry a life lesson that he could apply in his life. Jerry's grandfather often accomplished this by using analogies to compare Jerry's life with something from that day's story. The story that Jerry enjoyed the most was about an annual fishing trip that the Vikings made each year on a certain anniversary. In this story, the captain of a large Viking ship decided to set sail without bringing their large, heavy anchor because they did not anticipate the trip taking a long time, and they wanted more room for all of the fish, too, because the Vikings had a strong appetite for fish. Some of the Vikings on the ship were appalled at the decision of not bringing an anchor because of the apparent danger of not bringing one. They thought the ship was anything but safe. These men appealed to the captain of the ship, and one man even wrote an anonymous letter to the king of the Vikings, asking that an anchor be put on the ship. But the captain of the ship announced that they were leaving the next day. This answer annoyed several of the Viking crew, but they listened to their captain and set sail. Not long after setting sail, the Viking ship encountered a large storm. The ship was being badly damaged, and the captain felt anguish because they needed the large anchor at this moment. Soon after the storm ended, the captain apologized to his crew for not listening to them, and promised to buy all of them a bottle of beer when they returned home. Although the crew of the ship was still wet and tired from the storm, they applauded when they heard the captain apologize.